There's a lot of talk about the town tonight in the nation's capital. House Democrats stormed out of a meeting with President Trump at the White House. This was during a discussion of Syria after what Speaker Pelosi called a meltdown.
Meanwhile, the Intelligence Committee is continuing its questioning of witnesses in the impeachment inquiry over the president's phone call to the Ukraine president. For more, we're going to turn to the KCBS Spring Central Newsline and speak with Bay Area Congressman Jackie Speier, who was present at the Intelligence Committee hearing. Before we get to the committee hearing action today, I'm interested in your response to what went down at that meeting at the White House.
Oh, Patty and Jeff, I've got to tell you, I'm deeply troubled by what is happening. I can't imagine that the president would engage in that kind of name-calling to the Speaker of the House when he is required under the law to work with the leadership of both houses to conduct all the business that has to go on to get a budget passed, to get bills signed into law. And he is really decompensating in front of us. And then he's talking about how we're not interested in the Syrian sand and they can just play in the sand. I mean, it is frightening to think that we have the President of the United States, the leader of the free world, conducting himself in a manner that is so reckless.
Congresswoman, so much news coming out of the Capitol today. You were present at the Intelligence Committee meeting today. There was questioning there. What can you tell us about what went down?
Well, those are closed interviews, but they will become public through transcripts that will be made available to the public. What we're seeing over and over again, we saw it in the transcript of the telephone call that President Trump had with President Zelensky, is that everything is for sale. The president was basically saying that he wanted dirt on Biden and his son and was withholding aid to that country. You cannot solicit a foreign national on your behalf in a political campaign for a personal benefit, and yet that's what the president did. And it appears that he has sidelined all the expertise in our State Department, persons who have been ambassadors and heads of divisions for 37 years, for 34 years, for 27 years, and has sidelined them and allowed someone who is not a federal employee, he's a private citizen, Rudy Giuliani, and his cast of characters and clowns to do the business of representing our country in Ukraine. And again, it is placing our country at risk, our national security. When the president basically gave the green light to President Erdogan to go after the Kurds, I mean, it's mind-boggling to Republicans and Democrats on the Hill, because the Kurds were the people who stood with us and fought off ISIS and then knocked the caliphate out. They lost 11,000 soldiers. We lost 3. So we should be terribly indebted to the Kurds. And meanwhile, we threw the Kurds to the lion, so to speak, and allowed Erdogan to come in and start killing them.
Always great to talk to you. Thank you so much, Bay Area Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Speier.